What's good, y'all? Let me get reestablished here. I just want to do it with y'all, but for everyone who's joining in, it's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all over here in the chat, so feel free to get active. Gonna spend a few minutes on here. I can see those hearts in the top right corner, so keep those hearts coming. That will allow me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. And if you can't hear me okay, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. Just let me know that you can hear me, you can hear the music. Sorry about that beep, you can hear me over the music. Green Hearts and Swords, where my frontline warriors at, 144k stepping up. Right on, I see these ones coming in. There's a little bit of a delay. It's always about a 7 second delay, it seems, but it's all good. Let's get it. I just want to give a shout out to Teddy, just for the simple fact that he came with that heat. I didn't really want to speak too much. I just wanted to kick back, and I wanted to allow Teddy to speak his truth, speak his understanding, speak what he sees. He's connected in on some levels that a lot aren't. So it's always good to get the words and get some wisdom and keys from others who have been involved and inside of and deep within the game as well. So much respect to Teddy. I love the energy. And he did come hard. Now, I respect everything that Teddy was saying. I still do need to make it known on my end of things that what Teddy was speaking, all facts. There are a few things, though, that I cannot confirm or deny because we don't know for facts, but hopefully we're on the right timeline. And one of those things being certain celebrities, we can't confirm that certain celebrities, certain figures, certain elites have been taken out. Now that's something that we can't confirm, however there's a lot of things that point to it. And we want to also, and I hope that we can believe that. I'm the type of cat that I've been in this game for so long. I've had my eyes on this information for so long. I've been within particular agencies, within these, how I'm able to give y'all these truths firsthand. I've been within them. There's a lot that stays hidden up that does not come to civilian surface. You feel me? There's a lot. There's also a lot that comes to civilian surface and is spread around that is also mistruths. And though it can be sprinkled with truths, because you got to realize that the Truther community is an intelligence agency all in itself. It's a rogue intelligence agency, or a nomadic intelligence agency with not too much control or organization, but some smart cats. Some cats also that have broken their NDAs, me being one of them. Some cats that have high IQs, that can see outside of the matrix. Cats that have been born into particular societies and organizations, but got out. Just because some were born into certain things doesn't mean that they didn't get out. And the Truth community has some of those cats. Now, the Truth community also is full of agents currently, especially the past few years through operations like Operation Pogo. The Truther community, the consciousness community, the spiritual community has been usurped. So within those communities, there's many with their own agendas as they're being paid by other agencies to continue to throw y'all off track. So, we gotta be wary of those things. But I'll let you know that Teddy comes with that truth, comes hard, and the things that Teddy does dive deep on, and that he knows from his first-hand experience, are also things that will get him shut down. Not only shut down in these digital realms, but also in the physical as well. You feel me? Just as well as throughout these lives, I'll give y'all some information. I'll give y'all some keys. Some of the keys that I give y'all are the very keys that ones delivering that type of information firsthand, not parroting, may be taken out. But on my journey along this way, in this incarnation, still, and I try not, and I will not use it to my advantage, I've been protected. You feel me? I've been walking this path protected. So, we're still here, and there's still a fight. So, I appreciate Teddy for being on the front lines. We need smart cats. We need passionate cats. We need ones that see through the matrix. As a matter of fact, the two timelines that we were speaking about, that Teddy was going on, speaking about one of them, is a very real timeline that's at play. Now keep in mind that there is an alternate timeline at play as well. And that timeline involves all of the same things to happen for Nisara and Gisara to go down. On the other timeline, these are the exact same things that need to happen for Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 to go down. So, what is required? It's required cats to be on the front lines, to be able to see through the deceptions, to be able to see through the hypnotism. You feel me? To be able to bring forth what would be considered heaven on earth. And you know who are those ones that can do it? Green Hearts and Swords in the chat, y'all. It's the 144K. And right now, the 144K are being mobilized. I don't know about y'all, but if you're throwing a green heart and green, you're throwing the green heart and swords up in the chat, and you're feeling a calling, you're feeling a pull, and you're in this fight, and it almost seems as if it's divine and ordained, as the tribe and ones are coming together in such amazing ways. We're here. Y'all see this chat? Green hearts and swords all day. And this is not games. This is not entertainment. This is not LARPing. I don't know about y'all, but I shouldn't be here. I've died twice in this current incarnation. Still here. I've had agents physically try to take me out here in this third dimension. And I'm still here. The right people are coming together. The right things are happening. That's beyond a movie. That can only be described as ordained or divine. I don't know about y'all, but I expose the dark occult a lot. I expose the books a lot. I expose the hypocrisy and the spells, the scripts that are being played within and used from the books. But y'all never heard me ever discredit Source or the Most High. You feel me? This is not about me. This is about the tribe, and this is about humanity, and this is about our spirituality. I've just been able to allow my meat body, my flesh suit, my third dimensional suit to be as red and free of heavy metals, of parasites, of lower vibrational entities, and I've allowed myself to align myself to Source, to be used as a vessel to bring forth these truths, to bring forth and bring into the third dimension the message from Source. And I'm not the only one. We've got 144K out here who can hear the calling. They can hear the song. It's in the scripts. It's not only in the Holy Bible. It's not only in all of the other scripts. Every civilization, you feel me? Every ideology all refer to the 144K. We out here, and it's time. So ones are being mobilized, ones are being moved, spiritually being moved. Y'all see how divine has been working out? Y'all do see a little bit of what's happening, right? Y'all see the masses following a different tune. You feel me? But there's a lot of y'all that are in this world, but not of this world. And I don't know about you, but I'm not of this world. I'm not. And I know some of y'all ain't either. So check me. What needs to be done? If you're one who feels that you have been receiving a calling or have been being pulled and led to obtaining higher truths, being in touch with and getting close to your higher self, and in turn getting closer to a source or getting closer to the Most High, however you want to call it, then understand that the body or the temple needs to reflect that as well. Ones can't be filling their bodies full of dead carcasses, sentient beings, and yet saying that they're being used as a vessel to bring forth this spiritual battle, to be on the front lines for this spiritual battle. I swear, it's like that, and it is what it is. That's not coming from me. I'm not the one who makes the rules. Lower vibrational entities that manifest themselves around death and decay, that take your body as host, that's demons. That's demonic. Is what it is. There's no disputing it. I don't care what belief system you have. I don't care what ideology you have. There's no denying it. If your body's full of parasites, which are lower vibrational entities manifesting themselves around death and decay, and use your body as a host, you're possessed. Can't be used on the front lines being possessed. This is the way it goes. You feel me? If you have heavy metals in your body, massive amounts of heavy metals. Many, almost all of us, we have heavy metals in our bodies, but yet we're not chelating these heavy metals out of our bodies properly. So if you have heavy metals in your body and your electricity's low, you're lower vibrational, because the lower your electricity, the lower your vibration. Lower vibration, you're manifesting entities and energies that are lower vibrational, that manifest themselves around death and decay. If you're not being highly electrically charged, you're dying. You feel me? So there's ways to change this. One thing is, and I don't mean this to be a rant on health, but if you're not putting the right things in your body, I hate to say, you're way easily manipulated. If you are not doing things properly, proper breathing, properly getting your nutrients, one of those ways being She Legit, and I should actually be having my new shipment in pretty soon. And from there, I'm trying to get extra this time because I sold out very quickly the first round. So this next round, She Legit, you're getting all of your minerals. It's mineral tar. Put it in your water. Most people don't drink enough water. Put minerals in your water and help chelate the heavy metals from your body. No death and decay sitting in your body. You need your bodies to be parasite free, cleansed. There's other ways as well, specific blends of coffee enemas and whatnot, which I'll get into more detail about that a little bit later, as I've got a whole system that I'm working on, almost being completed. But right now is no time to play games. As Teddy was talking, and I dig Teddy's passion. And as Teddy was talking, right now is judgment time. I'm not judging you. Teddy's not judging you. But you know what? There's energies and entities out here. One being the Most High. Hate to say it. Right now is judgment time. Why? Because we're in the middle of a war. The war's been going down. Most been asleep. Most now can't help to start opening up their eyes to the fact that the war is going down. But guess what? Y'all don't realize that there's cats out here that are actually fighting it. I'm one of them. And I know that there's some in the chat as well, some in the tribe right now, that are fighting it as well. It's up to us. You feel me? There's things in play right now. And how they go down, it's up to us. Collective Vibration said, choose this day whom you will serve. You see, who you serve doesn't have anything to do with what church you go sit at on Sundays. Because as a matter of fact, most of all that is leading you to just straight up sun worship, Saturnalia worship, and y'all don't even know it. You feel me? It's a big deal becoming sovereign. And coming up here in the very immediate future is going to be more of along the lines of the topics that I'm going to be speaking about in regards to being sovereign and being ready and being equipped and what to do, because the time is almost now to start actually making the steps. I've been working a lot on the back end trying to make things happen or get things positioned to happen, and it's not on me, and I'm not the only one. A lot are coming together. A lot have been in interaction with me. I've been in interaction with them. We've crossed paths. We've met minds. There's things at play. And to be honest with you, it could change the world. And I want anybody in here who takes a look at me when I'm delivering this information. Like I said, I'm not doing this for entertainment. I'm not doing this for anything else other than what I feel my calling is, and that's to help bring forth heaven on earth. The 144K. I didn't ask for it. And to be honest with you, there's a part of me that if I became a slave to it, I'd much rather be doing anything else. I'd much rather be being entertained, because it's easy. I'd much rather be, to be honest with you, I'd much rather be snowboarding mountains right now, not worrying about anything that's going down. But I can't. You feel me? I don't wish that upon myself. It's just the other aspect of myself wouldn't want to be in this position. Because this is not real right now. It's not cool. It's not fun. It's exhausting. But yet I still have the energy because I'm called to do it. And many of y'all that throw those green hearts and swords, y'all are called as well. But it's exhausting. Fighting the enemy is exhausting. You know what's amazing though? Is reinforcements are coming to the line. And we out here. Many of y'all have now been breaking free from the indoctrinations. Y'all been breaking free. Many of y'all are now stepping into new frequencies, receiving new codes, receiving new information. Having to make very tough decisions as it's actually splitting you off from everything that you've previously known. It's splitting you off from maybe your family members and old acquaintances and friends. I know some of y'all may have actually felt like you're in this alone, as every single person in your reality that you had loved and had connection with aren't on this journey with you. This journey is not for everyone. The keys are for everyone, and what they choose to do with it is up to them. But to be on these front lines, it's not for everybody. But you know what? Right here in this chat, you've got a tribe. You've got a family. Right here in this tribe. We might not see eye to eye on everything. We don't all have all the information. You feel me? When you go quantum, quantum is infinite. And none of us are infinite, only the Most High. We can draw close to it, but we ain't it. You feel me? It's infinite. So nobody can come forth with all the information. But I tell you what, the 144 will come with that information that will change your life. And not only change your life, but right now, the left-right paradigm keeps on interweaving in on itself. They're battling each other, fighting. They're at war. The 144K able to walk strongly through both that left-right. That's that ordo ab chaos, that order out of chaos, except we're not using it for personal gain. The Masons will usurp the power of being able to walk in between and use it for their own manipulation and gain. You see, we as the 144,000, we pure from that indoctrination. You feel me? We come with that power from the Most High. So I just want to thank everybody for being in the last stream with Teddy. I appreciate Teddy delivering the information that he delivered. I'm going to take a look at the chat here real quick as well. I see y'all getting active in the chat. We've got a lot in here. I appreciate y'all for joining. Y'all could be anywhere else right now, but y'all are right here. Truth or Tuesdays. Y'all know how we get down. I already forgot to say earlier, y'all already know what time it is. It's Truth or Tuesday. And as a matter of fact, it's 07072020. And someone go ahead and throw that there in the chat. Just so y'all can see it. You can't make these numbers up, especially in the 2020. This time right now, more than ever, is a numerologist's dream. Is an occultist's dream. Is an astrologist's dream. Is a quantum physicist's dream. Y'all see this? The 07072020. The doubled mirror date once again. And as y'all know, there's certain planetary alignments, luminary alignments that happen on these mirror dates as well, where many things, portals, are manifested and opened. Portals have been opened tonight. I know that if here in the chat, at least one of y'all have been touched and woken up tonight. At least one of y'all. That means a portal's been opened unto you. You feel me? Right now's the time to understand that we are going to be still continually bombarded with the spells, with the hypnotism, with the usurpery. It's not going to stop. As a matter of fact, things are going to increase even more. Just wait. As Teddy was speaking, coming December, things could possibly be going down. But things are already going down. Things are going down. If Nisara is to go down, Nisara and Gisara is to go down in the favor of everybody, and these debts get forgiven, a new system is in place. If that does go down in that manner, you better believe that it's not going to go down without a fight. They're already going down with a fight, bringing forth the scandemic, crippling your businesses. You feel me? Putting everybody into a state of panic, of dis-ease. Y'all know that wearing the mask, breathing in your own carbon dioxide over and over again, that causes dis-ease in the body, which causes disease. Splitting people off from one another. Everyone's looking at everyone sideways. Money, for some, is getting thin. There's a lot going on. You feel me? Right now, many are in a slow kill. But many of y'all now, waking up from everything, start changing the way you eat, changing the way that you drink, changing the way that you are funneling your fiat currency notes, where you're diverting your energy to. Be wary of the celebrities that now start to come out here and give y'all truths, or give y'all quote-unquote truths. Be wary. They've been gatekeeping this whole time, and now you think that they're gonna come and just all of a sudden start trying to lead y'all to the pearly gate? They're actors and actresses. They're part of the whole dark occult system, initiated through and through. Be wary. I see y'all getting active in this chat. I appreciate, once again, everybody for being up in here. It makes my day. It's made my day that y'all were up in here giving Teddy love. I saw the chat going off. There's a lot of y'all up in here as well. I could be up here with the big guys, and to be honest with you, I'm not. I keep it on the underground because the real revolution is not televised. You feel me? The real revolution. And we're here. So if y'all can do me a favor, when we end this stream, can y'all do me a favor and go to the video? It's up on Instagram now that has Teddy in there, and just go ahead and like that. Maybe throw some green hearts and swords in there if you appreciate or got any type of information. If anybody picked up any keys, even if you just picked up one, throw it there in the comments as well. Need to move this algorithm just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I've got a lot of big eyes on me. And we want to go ahead and just let them know that we making noise right now. We're at the front lines right now. Let's let them know. So, I'm going to end this video. And I'm going to also post this video as well. I didn't put any hashtags or anything up in them. Because, to be honest with you, I don't want to spend the time to be doing all of that right now. I just want to post it. So if y'all can like this video when I post it as well, comment on it, throw those green hearts and swords, throw those keys if you picked up any keys, or if you're in appreciation for any of the type of information that you received tonight, I appreciate it. For anybody who's reached out to me in direct message and I haven't responded back too much, apologies. I do say this every time, but I'm extremely busy out here, and I'm doing a lot of things. I'm trying to do a lot of things here in the third dimension to make a reality happen that is going to be something that will eventually benefit the whole tribe, to be honest with you. It's not just me, but I always had it in my mind. I'm not trying to be the one who's trying to change the world or anything like that, but I've got an amazing team around me. I've got an amazing tribe around me, and we're going to change the world, and that's facts. Just wait. You'll see. So, I would probably like to do another live here this week. If I do, we'll do a question and answer, and if we do that, I'll let y'all know. I'll let y'all know in my story beforehand if that's something that we'll do, because I like to connect with y'all. I like for y'all to answer questions or ask questions and everything like that as well, and I like to be able to dive deeper with y'all on a little bit more of a level than just a lot of high level information. And you know, that's something that makes me happy, and makes me just in gratitude that y'all are out here picking up these keys and resonating with the information. So other than that, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for being here tonight. I want to give from my Anahata to yours, most powerful resonating, healing vibrations. You know what I'm saying? Because as the 144K, the ones stepping up, we're warriors out here, but we're also healers out here as well. We're here to restore the Schumann resonance back to its harmonic tone. Raise the frequency. You feel me? Raise the frequency of consciousness. Raise the frequency of humanity. And if we could just do that, vote with our dollars, we support one another, stop supporting these corporations, these dead corps, these corps that control us, watch what happens. Watch the dominoes fall. Watch things crumble. And as that happens, here soon, we'll have a system in place that will be okay when it's all crumbling around us. You feel me? The right people are coming together. And I've said it before, where I declared that I needed certain individuals to come into my experience for things to come into fruition. And it's happening. It's exciting. Especially at these times. So I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm going to be out tonight. So until then, green hearts and swords, love and life, and I'm out.
Heavily flawed individual. Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.